What do they need?
Water, soil, and sun. Awesome.
It's after school at IPS 58, a grade school in Indianapolis. A group of six students huddle around a small table. Padachu Foundation volunteer Alana Brugner lays out an assortment of seeds for the children to try. The elementary school-aged children also plant another seed in a small pine container that they've each decorated with bright-colored paint.
Has anybody planted seeds before?
My aunt.
Well, when the plant grows.
Matthew Feltrop is the executive director at the Padachu Foundation.
What kind of herb is this?
This is basil.
Can I get more? Basil.
The kids that we serve are hungry. Hunger in the United States does not look like it does in a third world country. But hunger with kids looks like maybe kids are overeating. They're eating a lot of processed foods. They might be obese. They might have high blood pressure, diabetes at a really young age.
So I need a volunteer to help me cut up tomatoes.
The program is running in five city schools in Indianapolis.
You're going to cut them in half.
About 15% of Indiana's youth are overweight or obese, the eighth worst in the nation. Indiana State Representative Democrat Robin Shackelford says it's not just a problem in Indianapolis, and that mostly urban and some rural counties all over the state have these same access issues. That's why for the past 3 years, she's co-authored legislation that would provide funding for businesses, organizations, or individuals that set up shop in low-access areas.
If you want to do a grocery store, if you want to open a fresh market, farmers markets, food cooperatives, delivery projects, and we're also looking at the outreach. Because even though we may have the healthy food, we also need to teach people how to prepare the healthy foods and what are those options.
Options like blueberries instead of french fries, cucumbers instead of chips, a caprese salad instead of pizza. Shackelford says last session the legislation died because of a technicality, but that a majority of lawmakers are supportive of the effort. Still, much of the work falls back on organizations like the Padachu Foundation, we spoke with at the beginning of this piece, and Jump In, a collective impact group that has a goal to reduce childhood obesity by teaching healthy habits. CEO Ron Gifford says food access issues are the correlation between poverty and obesity.
You lack ready access. You don't have the resources to regularly access food in the way that others who have more economic means are able to do. What that often means is that you are forced to eat food that is less healthy.
In 2014, Indianapolis was ranked dead last in a report about areas with healthy food access, also known as food deserts. Gifford says he's heard people refer to these areas instead as food swamps.
And the reality is, particularly in these lower-income neighborhoods, there is not a lack of food. There is an abundance of bad food.
So this is the last thing we're going to do. And it's
back at IPS 58, the salad with fresh tomatoes, mozzarella cheese, and bright green basil is finished.
I've seen one of those, yeah.
An estimated 6% of Hoosiers have limited access to healthy food. State Representative Shackelford says she will introduce another bill next legislative session.
I like the texture and how it was made.
For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Jill Sheridan in Indianapolis.